Cape Talk. Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Sokusi Bia, who joins you every morning around about this time to give you some wonderful news coming from our lovely African continent. Soku, good morning.
Good morning, Abangile, and to your listeners.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me about starting a startup in, I nearly said in Stadarem, but because I just wanted to rhyme, starting a startup in Stadarem. Okay. Oh, that was corny. Talk to me about starting a startup in Tunisia.
Okay, so starting a startup in Tunisia, I think I'm only talking about the fact that young people are Africa's next gold mine, basically. And this is because we have the youngest population in the world. And people who are young always have great ideas. They're always thinking of start something up. But what always stops them from doing this is funding or government backing. So in Tunisia, they've passed a new law or a startup act. And what this does, this policy, a government policy, has taken 2 years basically to come into effect. It's been, why 2 years? Because we've been engaging with entrepreneurs, civil society, and investors in terms of finding the perfect way to basically support someone who's starting a new business. And a new business, when I say new business, it's something to do with technology, innovation, you know, tech development. And Tunisia is now basically looking at diversifying its economy. And what they're going to be doing is focusing more on science and technology startups or innovations instead of following the traditional route of going through tourism and agriculture. Now, what this act does, it supports startups by giving them funding, first of all, which is a very important thing. It also gives them exemptions from corporate taxes. And then what it also does is that if you are working in the private or the public sector and you now are starting your new startup, you now get up to a year off from the current job that you're doing in order to run this business. And I think this is something that everybody would like. I think many of us, even if you're in a traditional job and you want to start something up, you wish you just had time just to focus on your business and to focus on growing your business. And in Tunisia, you're allowed to do that. You're given a year off to actually go do your thing. And whilst you have this year off, you're still getting paid because now it's by law that you now need to get support as an entrepreneur. And I think that's amazing. I do think it's something that other governments in Africa should start looking at and to see how you can basically support any business or any invention that's going to boost the economy that can have ripple effects in terms of creating jobs, creating new innovations, and basically growing the economy and diversifying it in any certain way. And I hope that other governments will actually take a leaf out of Tunisia's cap in terms of starting this thing up as well.
Ah, that's wonderful news. So good. Listen, thank you so much once again for joining us on the show. Looking forward to hearing what you have for us tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Sokusi Bia, editor at Africa.com. For more of the stories, do visit www.africa.com.